continue now with our focus on children and youth with special needs. Chloe's here to talk about her experience in a provincial demonstration school for deaf Francophone children.
I'm going to speak your text. The rights of the handicapped child. The accessibility to a child. Do you know, in school, in a Francophone school in Ontario for the deaf and blind, that such a school exists? The technology for us, the adaptation for communicating in our language or in school, internet, communication to the exterior, we don't have. I would like everybody to know what our needs are. There's other people in the world that are deaf, Francophones also, but others. There's a school. Please come and see us. Visit us. We don't get out. We don't know. Also, we need interpreters. We have a serious need of interpreters. There's people that are there to represent our voice. If we can't speak, who's going to speak for us? Are we deaf mute? Is that still a label? No, we are not mute. We're deaf, but we still have a voice inside, and it needs to be heard. When we want to go to a museum, or we want to go to the cinemas, or any piece of theater, the accessibility is not there. They give us machines. Machines that don't do anything for us. There's no signs. There's no interpreters. Subtitles. Do you think it's perfect? Like when I go to the movies? I never have. It's always English and certain things, and no French. Radio, you think I can hear? I hear noise. Yeah, if you put it loud, you think I can hear? No, I don't hear the words. I hear sound, but I don't hear words. The vibrations, yes, of course, I do. But I don't understand the communication. I don't get the information. Cinemas, theaters, movies, expositions. We look, we don't understand. We see people's lips moving sometimes, so many at a time. Subtitles. If there are subtitles, it's possible for us to understand. We got to read quickly, but it's fine. But there's none. We don't have. Yeah, we need. We need to understand more because we're always behind in the knowledge. I have a question for you. Do you guys have anybody close to you who's deaf? Do you know a deaf person? Do you know their language? Myself, I am Francophone, yes. Born in Oakville, Ontario, but from French parents. I sign LSQ, which is Quebec Sign Language. In Ontario, we have a lot of Francophone in Ontario's that are deaf. Do you know that in our school, we need people like you and young people like you to see us and see that we're there? Some people are isolated. Many of you young people that are deaf in the province of Ontario are isolated in other schools with not even an interpreter, and they are integrated in a hearing school because the school boards, unfortunately, doesn't help the child themselves. I'm welcoming you to come and meet us because we have a hard time getting out. It's a very special school. She loves that school. She's going to speak.
We are all equal.
On est tous égaux.
We are all equal.
La seule différence qu'on a entre vous et moi, c'est que je n'entends pas.
The only difference there is between you and me is that we do not hear. I do not hear.
On ne peut pas comprendre qu'est-ce que vous disiez. Comme on avait dit tout à l'heure, je peux lire les lèvres, mais ça ne veut pas dire que je comprends tout le message.
I cannot understand what you're saying. As I said before, I can read lips, but that doesn't mean to say that I understand the entire message.
Notre éducation devrait être plus concrète.
Our education should be more concrete.
Des enfants sourds ne peuvent pas apprendre des leçons lourdes qui sont orales.
Deaf children cannot learn complicated, heavy lessons that are meant to be oral.
Pour mieux apprendre, nous avons besoin de voyager et expérimenter la réalité de la vie.
To learn better, we need to travel and experiment with the reality of life.
Merci à toutes de m'avoir écouté et regardé.
Thank you for being here, having listened to me and having watched me.
Thanks to Chloe for sharing her story.